Spirit. Amen. This evening, I would like to share with you a brief description of Charlie Chaplin's movie, City Lights. The silent movie was produced in 1931. In City Lights, Charlie Chaplin takes on the character of a little vagabond tramp who opens himself to anyone who opens the door for him. In this film, the main character becomes a vehicle of salvation for both a poor blind girl and a very rich man. The tramp comes across the rich man as the rich man is trying to drown himself. The tramp befriends him, only to find out that the man is a drunkard. The rich man takes the little tramp home with him for dinner. When the rich man sobers up, he rejects the little tramp and even accuses him of stealing money which the rich man in his drunken stupor had given him. As he is fleeing the police, the tramp manages to get the money into the hands of a poor blind girl. She needs to have an operation which will restore her sight. The tramp was arrested and imprisoned for the theft. After serving his prison sentence, he emerges from prison more shabby than ever. During all of this time, the little blind girl imagined that the one who had given her the money was a handsome, wealthy young man. The little tramp shuffles by the window of the girl's shop after he was released from jail. She bought the shop with the money that the tramp was accused of stealing. Now that she had her sight has been restored by surgery, she does not recognize the vagabond tramp. She ridicules him. The tragedy of this story becomes intense as the girl scorns the very one who went to prison for the money that helped her pay for her surgery and buy the flower shop. It is in the final scene of the film that she discovers that the shabby tramp was her benefactor. In this scene, she touches his arm and his face once again. She finally realizes what has happened and softly whispers, "You?" It is not surprising to us because we know that love comes in all different types of packages. It often comes in different shapes. It comes in different colors. It comes from different people. And it comes in different situations. The little blind girl imagined that the love extended to her was from a very rich, handsome man, when all along it was a shabby tramp, an ex-convict, and a man without a home. This is the kind of person that the little vagabond tramp was. He was scorned by others. He was never, ever given praise. He was never given thanks. He was only a tramp. However, he was really the one who brought grace and love and salvation and hope into the lives of at least two people. He saved the rich man from drowning. He saved the blind girl. He sacrificed years and years of his life in jail so that she might be able to see. Love surprises us. It comes in many, many different ways. When the blind girl's sight was restored, at first her love was prejudiced. Then she realized that this little vagabond tramp, in his funny hat, in his shabby black suit, and with his little black cane, was the man who offered her salvation and hope. She praised him, she thanked him, and she began to love him in return. The gospel this evening is about people with love in their hearts, Jesus and the Canaanite woman. At first, our gospel might seem to be a harsh account of Jesus' life, but as we take a closer look at the story, it's really about love. The love of a mother for her daughter, and the love of Jesus for a worried mother and a child possessed by demons. Jesus had just left the area of Galilee and went into the Gentile lands to be alone, to get away from the crowds that were surrounding him. He needed to regroup. He needed to prepare his disciples for the coming events. And he needed to get away from the demands for time alone, to teach, to pray. So he went north to Galilee because the Jewish people, north from Galilee, because the Jewish people would not follow him there. While he was there, this Gentile woman came to him, begging for him to heal her daughter. Jesus' name must have spread into these lands because he had never, ever visited there. The Canaanite mother had incredible faith in him, even though she had never, ever met him. She pleaded him to say the words that her sick daughter could be healed. At first, Jesus ignores her, and then he says, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Jesus knew that he was sent to the Jews first. He knew that he would have to convince them that he was the Savior of the world before he could even begin to work where the Gentiles lived. But the woman responds by coming to him, kneeling before him, saying, "Lord, help me." This was her confession of faith. It was her acknowledgement that she knew in her heart that Jesus was the Lord, the Messiah, and the chosen one of God. Then Jesus says to her, "It is not fair to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." To us, this seems to be an insult, but the Jewish people considered the Canaanite people to be like dogs. So Jesus is saying, is it fair to take what is supposed to be given to the Jews first and give it to the Gentiles? Maybe Jesus had a smile on his face and a quiet tone in his voice to test the Canaanite woman's faith. Jesus was trying to say she wasn't like the dogs that roam the streets. He was including her in the family of believers. The Canaanite woman understands Jesus' subtlety. She responds by saying, "Yes, Lord, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." She was saying, "Yes, I understand who you are. But even though I'm not Jewish, I believe that you are the Christ, the chosen one sent from God to save the world." Then Jesus says, "Woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you wish." Her daughter was healed instantly. Jesus praises this woman's faith and devotion. She has faith in Jesus, but her faith is blind. Her faith is unwavering. Her faith is persistent. Jesus praises her devotion. He praises her love for her daughter. He gives her the courage to come to Jesus in the first place. She was persistent and did not take no for an answer. The disciples learned a very valuable lesson here. They wanted Jesus to send her away, but he did not. Our gospel tonight is an awesome story about love and faith. It is a story about a mother's love for her daughter and about the mother's faith in our Savior Jesus Christ. She had faith in a man she had never seen and in a man she had never met, but her faith allowed her to act. Although Jesus was very subtle in his acknowledgement of her and of her faith at the beginning of their conversation, this Canaanite woman knew that she was worthy. She knew that she had faith. Her faith sustained her. Some time ago, a well-known speaker started off a seminar by holding up a $20 bill. It was an audience of over 200 people present at the seminar. He asked them, "Who would like this $20 bill?" Hands were shooting up all over the room. And then he took the bill and he crumpled it. And then he said, "Who would like this $20 bill?" Hands were still in the air. And then he said, "What if I do this?" And he continued to crumple it. He dropped it on the floor and he stomped on it with his foot and he ground it into the ground. And he picked it up. It was crumpled and it was dirty. And he said, "Now, who still wants it?" hands were still up in the air. He said, "My friends, we have all learned a very valuable lesson here. No matter what was done to the money, you still want it because it did not decrease in value. It's still worth $20. There are many times in our lives when we have been crumpled and dropped and ground into the dirt by decisions that we have made and by the circumstances that have come our way. Sometimes we feel worthless." But then the speaker continued, "But no matter what has happened or what will happen, we will never lose our value. Dirty or clean, crumpled or finely creased, you are still priceless to those who do love you. The worth of our lives comes not in what we do or who we know, but by who we are. You are special. Don't ever forget it." So, who are we? Are we people of faith? Are we people who believe in the saving grace of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior? Do we feel special because Jesus is in our lives? Would you have the faith of that Canaanite woman, that mother, and kept after Jesus as she did? Søren Kierkegaard said, "The object of faith is not the teaching, but the teacher." This woman understood who Jesus was by falling on her knees and by worshiping him through an act of faith. She probably heard about Jesus and had enough faith to be willing to put the life of her daughter on the line. There's a story from World War II that I would like to share with you tonight that tells of this kind of faith. During the terrible days of the Blitz, a father was holding his small son by the hand as they ran from a building that had been struck by a bomb. In the front yard of the building, there was a shell hole. Seeking shelter as quickly as possible, the father jumped into the hole and held up his arms for his son to follow. Terrified, yet hearing his father's voice telling him to jump, the boy replied, "I can't see you." The father, looking up against the red-tinted sky, there was a blaze from the burning buildings. He called to the silhouette of his son, "But I can see you. Jump." The boy jumped because he trusted his father. Our Christian faith enables us to face every part of our everyday life, not because of what we can see, but with the assurance that our Father sees us. We do not know all of the answers, but we are known to him. Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you wish. Amen."